The Aruch HaShulchan rules that Hamotzi exempts all foods typically eaten with bread or eaten to satiate, even if one is eating them without bread. Food that is eaten together with bread is always exempt due to ikur v'tofel, just like the filling of a sandwich. In conclusion, the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are two separate dinim. All food that's eaten together with bread is exempt from a bracha due to ikur v'tofel, because the accompanying food is always tofel to the bread, since bread is of primary importance. The second halacha is that hamotzi covers all foods eaten as a primary part of a meal. According to the logic of the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that cake and other pasababa kisnin should not exempt foods that are eaten in the same sitting with them, as since one is not saying hamotzi, it cannot cover the entire meal, because only hamotzi is a bracha on a meal, whereas mezoinus is not a bracha on a meal. However, something that is literally eaten together with a mezoinus, let's say a tuna on a cracker, so there ikur v'tofel, it should cover it, because still the cracker would always be an ikur regarding the tuna, assuming it's not just to hold it. However, regarding the rule that hamotzi covers everything eaten during a meal, that's specific to hamotzi and not to bread. So even something that's a suffik pasa baba kisnin, and it may be bread, since one is not saying hamotzi, and it's the bracha of hamotzi that covers all foods eaten as part of a meal, the pasa baba kisnin, or suffik pasa baba kisnin, would not exempt all of these accompanying foods. According to these two separate, independent rules as defined by the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan continues that the Magen Avraham is certainly correct that if one eats less than a kazayis of bread, it cannot cover the other foods, since one is not saying Birchas Hamazon, so there is no Bracha Achrayna covering all of the foods eaten during the meal. However, if one eats a kazayis of bread, so then one is saying Hamaitzi and Birchas Hamazon, and therefore this will cover everything else that is eaten during the meal, machmas hasuda. And he elaborates that this is very common, because today many wealthy people, as he defines them, eat only a small amount of bread at a meal, and the majority of their meal consists of other foods, and certainly they only say hamotzi, just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, and this is probably the way most people today eat, is that they eat a little bread, but then a lot of other foods. The Aruch HaShulchan then continues that eating sweets or fruit together with bread will exempt it from a bracha, even though this is not the typical way of eating them. One doesn't usually eat candy together with bread, but we look at each person individually, and since his personal intent is to eat the sweets as a tofel to the bread, so we don't look at what the majority of people do, we look at the individual. However, the implication is that this only works when he personally intends to make the primary part of his meal the bread, and the candy is meant as a condiment to the bread. However, if his intent is to enjoy the candy, and the bread is just a way of exempting it from a bracha, it seems that the Aruch HaShulchan may agree that the bread is actually tofel to the sweets, and would not exempt them from a bracha.